The primary elections cost local governments many thousands of dollars, even though some communities cut back on the number of polling sites. Democrats contend the statewide tab was $500,000. The spending upsets a Democratic voter from Shorewood who cast her ballot for State Representative Sandy Pasch. Marge Eisman says the GOP's decision to run Republicans as Democrats seems to go against the GOP's fiscal conservatism.
I thought we were having economic troubles in Wisconsin. And, you know, there were a lot of people who were paid to sit around all day. You have to print the ballots. It's dreadful.
The committee to elect a Republican Senate didn't address the local election costs in its statement. The GOP group says it accomplished its goal of pushing the elections back several weeks to allow Republican senators time to campaign in their home districts. The final elections are next month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.